There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
As we end the year with Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a great newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, highlighting the top 10 health news stories of the year. That's what we're going to do in the first half hour, Richie. And then in the second half hour, we're going to spend time with Ron talking about New Year's health resolutions. How do you resolve to make your health? And this is practical stuff, not the usual pie in the sky things that you can't do or you won't do. You know, the usual. What do we have, Kenny? What was the? Let me look at the poll from yesterday, because we asked for the top five New Year's resolutions, and you to tell us which one yours was. See, 31% of you want to lose weight. I would bet if we went back over the last 18 years you and I have been together, Richie, and the 12 years, Kenny, you and I have been together doing these polls, that losing weight would be number one at least 10 out of the 12 years. You think? Maybe more.
I would say 12 out of 12.
12 out of 12 years. Sure. Yeah, okay. Let's see here. 16% said exercising more. 14% said I don't make resolutions. Good for you. 10% said quit smoking. 9% said get a better job. 12% said save money. 8% said other. Yesterday, I talked to a fellow who I wanted to hire as a guy. We need a handyman sort of person on the farm. And we have between the three farms is work for somebody pretty much all the time. And so we've been looking for months to find this person and haven't yet been able to. And I felt yesterday was pretty close until I got to the point of asking him, because I always ask everybody, do you smoke? And he said, yep, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but I smoke. I said, well, you know, I can't have people on the farm smoking. He said, thanks for the call, and he hung up. So what does that tell me? Well, I mean, I always ask everybody about it because I don't allow smoking on the farm. You're just asking for it. Even if I wasn't such a crazed anti-smoker to begin with, but you don't have people around the farm smoking because there's too much dangerous stuff around that you know, people may not think about, and therefore it causes a calamity. But the number of people who smoke, I will tell you, we've had more success. But there's an interesting question that Dr. Ken asks all the time, and I might ask Ron the same thing. The ardency in which people want folks to quit smoking tobacco products, but many of those same people say, yep, let's legalize marijuana. And what that does to you, marijuana, by the way, is cigarette smoking is horrible for you. Marijuana smoking is worse in terms of its physical impact on your body.
People so with that, marijuana smokers say, the cigarettes are way worse, you know.
No, they
marijuana
are.
Marijuana is all natural. Anytime you put something smoky in your lungs, it's
in your lungs,
a good
right.
idea.
And marijuana in your lungs is death. It really is. I mean, it may sort of calm you down a little bit, but if you constantly smoke marijuana, I guarantee you will die at an early age because of what it does to your lungs. So, having said that, let's get to Ron in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, a couple of other things that are, we've been talking off and on through the course of the program today about this tragedy that took place in a Walmart store. A lady with her two-year-old child shopping. She walking down the aisle, and the kid's playing with her bag, and she's got a gun, no safety, loaded. He, in the bag, doesn't know what he's got his hands on, but he squeezes the trigger. The woman is 29 years old. She isn't any longer. She's dead. So as a result of that, I have asked about guns and safeties. We heard from a couple of, two or three, Jennifer, was that in the first hour you were on, or was that Kenny? No, that was
you and I, the first
hour.
So we had
like three or four people calling.
A lot of them, yeah.
To explain guns and whether safeties are on all guns. Here's a fellow named Joseph who sends me an email. Not all guns have safeties. I carry a Para Elite 45, which means nothing to me. What's a Para Elite 45? Anybody know? Obviously, a kind of handgun.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, it has a round in the chamber, he says, with a thumb safety on it. It takes less than a second to drop the safety and fire the round. A child can fire a weapon with a safety on. My weapon takes 3 pounds of force to drop the safety and 3.5 pound pull to fire the weapon. I have many weapons, from revolvers to semi-autos to single-shot weapons. I always carry a 45 that's cocked and locked. Sometimes another side piece, usually a revolver, in an ankle holster. No safety. Good God. This guy's in Evanston, Indiana.
What's he think he's going to run into?
I was going to say, what's going on there? That is, that's heavy stuff.
Are you carrying two on you at all time?
I'm getting that from looking at the email. Yeah. But how fast can you get the one that's on your ankle?
Well,
what are you looking? What do you think is going on?
Before, about the guy that was a producer of one of our shows here.
Yeah.
He was 26 or something like that, leaving a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking on the sidewalk with a bunch of with his girlfriend or his date.
Yeah.
And ran up against a bunch of guys. They started giving her a hard time. He, of course, stepped in to protect her, and they just started wailing on him.
Really?
I mean, they would have killed him had he not reached into his ankle and pulled his little teeny gun that he had out and just started firing like crazy.
Really?
And they all ran away. He got one of them in the butt and one of them somewhere else.
Yeah.
This guy, broken jaw, broken ribs, broken wrist. I mean, just he was all kinds of beat up.
Mm-hmm.
But he had that thing in his ankle and the little teeny thing, pea shooter, but it was enough to make him run away and save his life.
Yeah. Well, so there's an argument for it. Sad, the reality that we have people like that in the society that we live in that are just interested in hurting people. What a horrible reality.
This is up in Connecticut, too. Nice neighborhood.
Oof. All right. I failed to deliver on my promise of telling you the most used word of the year. Isn't even a word. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see. Now, I thought these were emoticons, but they're called something else. An M. Joel?
Emoji.
Emoji.
Is that not an emoticon? What's this? This
it's
is
the same thing.
Abbreviation for it?
Yeah.
So, this is the 15th year that Global Language Monitor has unveiled what it says the most commonly used word, phrase, or name, and it isn't either or any of those. This comes from computerized algorithms that analyze the use of words across the internet. They have all kinds of sources they check. They look at newspapers around the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the heart emoticon tops the list of the most used words of this past year. How about that? The heart emoticon.
More than the smiley face.
Oh, heart show.
Yeah. Really? Huh. So that story at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ron Hoffman here in a matter of moments. The top medical stories of 2014 in our focus.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well.
And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespick does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in. Comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us now at 16 past the hour in the Doug Stephan Good Day program. He has one of the best medical newsletters I've ever seen. It's called Intelligent Medicine. You can sign up for it by going to Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Before we get to the top stories medically of the year, the CDC, according to a story that we have in the Today Show section at DougStephan.com, has declared a flu epidemic this year because 15 children are dead. What's the story here? Is this an epidemic, or is this the CDC doing its usual jumping off of the driving board into a pool with no water? What's the scoop?
Well, you know, every year respiratory infections kill kids and the vulnerable and the elderly, and we declare it an epidemic. It's nothing new. This year, however, the flu is more virulent. It's a variant that is called H3N2, which is something that a little more severe than usual, not the killer flu, not the zombie apocalypse yet, but it's also something that's eluded the vaccine.
We missed the wrong vaccine.
Exactly. The vaccine is it's like a long-range weather forecast. It's like, okay, are we going to have a cold winter or a warm winter? We can't really predict that in July with great accuracy.
Hmm. All right. From your mouth and mind to our ears, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter declares a number of health stories as important. What's the number one story in your research? Not what everybody else would have expected, it would seem.
Well, in my opinion, it's not Ebola. That turned out to be a flash in the pan. That was a big story, but it was a big story by virtue of being not a big story, ultimately. The number one story, in my opinion, for 2014 is the demise of the low saturated fat diet. High carbohydrate laden food pyramid derived diet really crashed and burned in 2014 because a lot of new research came in and a lot of important opinion makers shifted in their view about that we should be avoiding fat, that we should be avoiding cholesterol, that we should just drink skim milk and have low fat yogurt. That turns out to have been a major wrong turn. There's a great book by Nina Teicholz called A Big Fat Surprise. Everyone should read it because it really lays out the case for how politics and industry, just bad science, caused us to take a wrong turn. A lot of people got fat around that wrong premise.
Well, but a lot of people, there are plenty, especially where the government is concerned, and the big businesses that basically control the government, that want you to do something that makes them money. In this circumstance, all fat is not bad, and that's what you're saying, and that's basically everybody staying away from fats. We need fats.
Well, absolutely.
Right? Isn't that the premise?
Absolutely.
But you got to know they're different. difference between the good fats and the bad fats.
Exactly. But you, look, I mean, there's no question that processed food, whether it's high in fat or high in sugar, is bad for you. I think there's no debate about that. But an effort to carve the fat out of our diets has proven to be a real losing proposition, because more people are getting fat, diabetic. We're having an epidemic of degenerative disease.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's cycle back to what we all are thinking about the end of the year and the new year. There was an orchestra leader. Where did that come from? An orchestra leader. See what you do to me, Jennifer? An orchestra leader named Guy Lombardo, whose voice you hear.
I love him.
And the orchestra is called the Royal Canadians. They played this song as a New Year's Eve tune for the first time on this night in 1929. And since then, Auld Lang Syne has been the band's theme song. And then the band went away, and other people kept it going, kept either recordings of this going or made their own versions of it, as we have a number of the different versions of Auld Lang Syne, starting with the Beach Boys and going through some people that you'd be surprised to hear. Where did Auld Lang Syne begin? Poet Robert Burns said he heard an old man singing the words and wrote them down. But Burns is considered the original author. Apparently that's not true. The literal translation means old long since. Less literal, days gone by. The writers and editors of Those Were the Days spent a lot of time with days gone by. So I guess that our focus should be on what has gone by in the terms of this past year, and what do we want for the future. Here's Chris Isaak. I think we raise our eyebrows when we listen to him do Auld Lang Syne.
No, he does good stuff.
You like this?
Oh, yeah. Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of Auld Lang Syne?
Let's try Susan Boyle out for Saz Richie. bit, Richie.
Let me sing right a little bit.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days old anxiety. Contrast a big bad voodoo daddy. Oh, you like them.
So this sounds like we're on a TV show.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, right, so it sounds like Lucy.
Richie.
Let's have a little fun here. Hold on.
This straight, no chaser?
Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Funky New Year.
Kyle Lombardo's worth that. Come on.
I don't like that. Those are the Eagles?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard this before. New Year. Yeah. I like the traditional stuff.
Jimmy, Jimmy Hendrix?
No. Jimmy Hendrix.
No?
I know you do, though.
That's not traditional for you?
No. 28 after the hour, as we wish you a Happy New Year, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the last day of 2014.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, congratulations. You just purchased a new pair of shoes. Yep, they're doing pretty good. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, what pair of shoes are you going to replace? Now, that is usually a very hard thing to do, because as we look at our shoe closets, we've got old shoes that are there. Because there's really nothing that we're going to replace, because there was nothing really wrong with the shoes that are up there. We just got tired of doing the same thing each and every time, so we just decided to buy something new. You know what you call that? You call it change. And it's really a simple thing to do when we buy shoes. We either improve what we have, we obsolete something else. The same thing in our lives. Change is so good, you just proved it to yourself. So here's what I want you to do. Pick something that you've been using for a long, long time. Get rid of it. Could be a habit or a personality trait. And simply change. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This question earlier on, well, I guess we've addressed it in a number of ways because it's New Year's Eve Day on the Good Day program. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here, and Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with a review, a couple more things that are in the top 10 list this past year with regard to the... What is it with you? Keep playing me.
What is going on?
I got to delete this.
Why do we keep having these?
Because on one computer I run a backup sometimes.
Yeah.
For earlier in the day, yeah. And I just had it. I hadn't deleted it.
Right.
I got to delete it.
Okay. Meanwhile, back in the ranch.
Get it now?
Yeah.
With me? The New Year's Eve question. As to how you're spending your time, a lot of people are asking that at work today, if anybody even goes to work today. Let's see. A, going to our town's version of Times Square. B, going to a party. C, going out on a romantic date, just the two of us. Staying home with Ryan Seacrest. Have a romantic day with him.
I wish.
I have no plans yet. All right, so Richie, what of those five are you going to do?
Having friends over to the house.
Having friends over. That isn't there. So you have... But how come, Kenny, that didn't make it on there? Going to have a friend.
Rich didn't tell me what he was doing before.
Oh, okay.
He broke the system.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, what are you doing?
Ready
for tomorrow on the Good Day program.
Well, yeah. I am doing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I have not been advised what our family's
doing. Oh, really? No, really. I have been advised that we're going to dinner at 6:15. That was what I was advised about what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, it'll be super special.
What?
Is if you thought of the dinner and made the reservations.
Actually, I think I did. I think, wasn't it me that didn't I think of dinner? If I remember correctly. Why are you smiling at me?
I just think it's a little more romantic right. If you come up
wait
with
wait a minute. Why? What are you laughing at?
I was talking to Meredith off camera.
Wait a minute. I'm turning the microphone on. What are you laughing about? Wasn't it my idea to go have a nice dinner?
I found the restaurant.
I know you found the restaurant. You made the reservation, but wasn't it my idea?
Because if it wasn't
you know how many
Meredith,
points?
Doug would be driving the tractor until 9 o'clock at night, walking
exactly.
Into the living room with ticks in his hair and dirt
going,
and
going, New Year's, who cares?
Manure coveralls on. Watch Yes. Get something to eat, watch TV for 20 minutes, and then fall asleep.
I'm sure glad I brought this up.
You know, I'm just saying it. Score big points.
Okay, all right.
Take care of your lady there.
We are. We have a nice romantic dinner.
Yeah, that she had to do the thing for.
No, I came up with the idea.
She's going to put the credit card out too, Jeff?
She had the device. She looked up restaurants that were open.
The device? It's called a telephone.
No, it was a computer. It was an iPhone, in fact. And just use, what is that thing you have best restaurants with? That thing
it's called a phone.
Open table.
Open table.
Right.
She says open.
Good stuff. I love open table.
Okay, enough of that. All right, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll revise or revisit the top 10 stories, a couple of them in terms of medicine for the year, and then and do New Year's resolutions. The Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton does not like 11 a.m. kickoffs, wants to use his power to do something about it. He was interviewed by a newspaper reporter yesterday, said he wants to propose legislation for next year barring any Minnesota home game from kicking off before noontime. This guy's serious about this. Nothing must be going on in Minnesota. He said they talk about the concern regarding attendance at the games. They start at 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to propose that we pass a law that no football game in Minnesota can start before noon. And then he said, quote, if you want a tailgate, you have to be there by 9 a.m. Most students don't think and aren't even awake at 9 a.m. Minnesota had all four Big Ten games, home games starting at 11 a.m. local time this year. Television times determined 2 weeks prior to the game. Networks make their selections based on attractiveness of matchups. When I went up and went to, I grew up and went to the Gopher games, he said they started at 1 or 1:30. Can you believe there's nothing else going on in Minnesota? This guy, is football that big there, too? Is it like Texas and Ohio and Florida?
Football is big everywhere.
No, it's not. Not big here.
And the Patriots?
Yeah. And it's getting to the point where TV's dictating when the games are so really? That the people who go to these colleges don't even get to go to their
own
games.
They don't get a chance.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, it seems kind of silly to me. However, I'm just a non-football fan. What do I know? Here's the most important. This is headlines, datelines. Everybody stop what you're doing. Stop the presses. Hold your horses. King Abdullah has been admitted to the hospital.
Oh, King Abdullah, he was a great basketball player.
King Abdullah.
Jabbar, right?
Was admitted to the hospital for a medical evaluation. Same age as George Bush. Matter of fact, the two guys are great pals. You knew that, right? King Abdullah and George Bush, the father, are great friends. And it goes back to...
They're in the Carlyle group together.
Yes, they are. That's exactly right, Richie. They are investors in many things together. The Saudis, not our friends, but the Saudi leaders have made it their business to be pals with pretty much every American president since World War II. And they've all known King Abdullah has been there. King Abdullah, last year, spent $300 million on airplanes. That tells you how much. Meanwhile, 40% of the people in Saudi Arabia are out of work. But he spent $300 million buying planes for himself and his family. Boeing like this is a good deal for Boeing. Sell him three planes, that's cool, right? 90 years old, and it's a headline. Why is it a headline? Who gives a patoot about this guy? Other than the fact that he's now... Actually, it was him who was responsible for saying, up yours... to OPEC, we're going to keep pouring the oil into the market. We don't care what its price is. By the way, oil has fallen below 56 bucks. Biggest annual drop since 2008. $56 oil, Richie, translates into $2 gasoline, or actually, when it gets to $54 a barrel, if you translate by the old formula, that means the gasoline should be selling on average around the country for $1.94. At $54 a barrel, $1.94.
I read an interesting article the other day about how this is Saudi Arabia's way of basically driving Iran into bankruptcy.
That's okay. Yeah. If that's the event.
Because it also drives Venezuela.
Yeah.
And Russia into bankruptcy, too.
Yeah. All right.
Works for me.
Good and the bad of both. King Abdullah is a boob, but he's helping us put these other guys.
The Saudis did this before, and that's how they drove the Shah out.
Mm-hmm. Iran.
Of Iran, right, yeah. Is they basically bankrupted them by flooding the market with oil, mm-hmm. and that was their only resource, and they basically shut everything down.
Do it again. Get rid of the Ayatollah Hungbanga. Who's there? Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment. More intelligent medicine for your ears and your mind here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit YMCA.net/more.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
16 and change for the hour. Moving into the health zone now. Back with us is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who at drhoffman.com has an excellent medical newsletter called Intelligent Medicine, in which he has listed the top 10 health news stories of the year. You might want to check it out as a reference point. We're going to get to some New Year's resolutions, but we were talking about, in the last half hour, some of the things, the demise of the low saturated fat diet and how that's been discredited, the need for men to have testosterone supplements, that's important, artificial sweeteners, those sorts of things. I don't know that you have, because this is not a traditional list, you don't have, I don't think, a whole lot, although I see that you have as number four addressed the health care issue. Is this Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, the lack of access people are finding? And I guess maybe I would wonder out loud how it's affected your business as a medical practitioner with his own clinic in New York City.
But, you know, I do talk about that. You know, one of the themes for 2014, in my opinion, was the decline of mainstream medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many impositions and restrictions placed on doctors, salary cuts, the need to buy very expensive computer hardware and software to get bills processed, and more doctors are either quitting or they're joining hospitals. So the era of the independent family doc, you know, the little office and, you know, mm-hmm. very personal care, that's over. It's over because all the bureaucratization of medicine.
But that's what your practice is. Is your practice over?
I actually am among, in the medical profession, I'm sort of an outlier because I really structure my practice. I mean, I'm a solo practitioner.
Yeah.
I work with a nutritionist, a small office, very individualized care. But I'm off the grid in terms of insurance. Obamacare or whatever, Medicare, does not cover my
people
services.
People choose to go. And that's why I asked you when you and I visited earlier in the year, because I wanted some of your advice. And you said you may get a practice not to practice on people that you work with, which I thought was interesting. Because the other people that I have on the program are all people that I use as resources for my own health care. And I understand your point of view. Interesting that the fellow that I use, you know, I have Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, and I go to him every year for a really complete physical that's sort of an electronic physical, if you know what I mean. All the pictures, the bells, whistles, machines. But I have a fellow locally who's just cut out of the same cloth exactly as you are here in suburban Boston that I have a physical with, and he is, as you, he was working for a nonprofit healthcare agency, and he didn't like the way he was treated. He had his own practice, and then he quit, went to work for these people, and he decided, he and his wife, that they were going to start a practice just as you have. He has two people in the office with him.
Yep.
And it's a boutique kind of a place that you would go to that if you pay your own medical, people that go there can afford to write a check to pay for the kind of care that they want. He's not going to have people he doesn't even take.
And you know, this is the way it is in all countries that have socialized medicine, is that if you look at, you know, Germany, Scandinavia, England, you know, where they have socialized medicine, they do have these types of practices where people, you know, they say, well, look, I can find, if I have a disastrous illness, I get run over by a truck, you know, great, that medical care, the standard medical care will be covered. But for optimization purposes, for a little more personalized care, for getting more time with a doctor, people pay for it like they pay for other types of commodities
and
in life.
And thus the decline of mainstream medicine, which you're right about. Okay, so let's now focus for a few minutes on what you would think would be perfect resolves. If you're going to do, as I went through our things that were on the poll yesterday, what you're going to do in terms of health and well-being, what's the number one most important resolve that works?
Well, first, let's keep in mind that according to a recent study, you know, nearly half of Americans make resolutions, but a mere 8% attain success. So generally, it's an illusory thing. You know, people sign up for gym memberships in January. By, you know, February, they're done, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to make, you know, real tangible resolutions, clear-cut endpoints, very specific goals. And so I wrote about this in our newsletter. You can find it at drhoffman.com. I start by saying use a tracker, because this is going to be the year of the app or the wearable, which is going to revolutionize our self-care, because we'll be able to track virtually every activity, you know, our walking, our climbing, our running. The amount of time we sleep can be tracked and monitored. Our diets can be monitored. What we eat, what we weigh, we can graph it. We can, you know, six ways to Sunday, we can see it, you know, with devices.
Yep.
And more and more of these devices. iWatch will be introduced in 2015, so that should be amazing. So number one, get a tracker. Use a tracker, make a commitment, analyze your food intake, your sleep, your exercise, your body composition. The possibilities are endless. So in terms of specific goals, I suggest that people attempt to lose just 5% of their body weight. Now, that doesn't mean you need to lose 20 pounds unless you weigh 400 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think, well, that's a modest goal. Okay, so I weigh, you know, 220. So what does that mean? I need to lose 11 pounds. That's not an unattainable goal for 2015.
I have
it's
to
more
do
realistic.
That. 11 and 12 pounds is what I need in order to get my weight in the where the chart says it's supposed to be for my height.
But you, wait. You are not 220. So whatever your weight is, even losing 5% of your body weight, which might for you might be, you know, 5, 6, 7 pounds, that could be huge in terms of health benefits. So pick a modest goal. Check out my diet. It's the salad and salmon diet. It's a very, very easily implementable diet that you can follow. It's like a Mediterranean diet. It's a great way to lose
salad and salmon is something we do here now a lot. We just signed up for a thing. What's called the food? What is it, Meredith? It's a food. What is it called? Hello Fresh, which is a service that sends you all the food. You put it together, and we had some soup last night. It was delicious, very healthy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Certainly happy to have Warren Eckstein. I don't make it. I guess I do. I'm going to say I don't play favorites, but I kind of do. And there are some people that are on this program. All the people that are here are my friends, and they've either become my friends before they go on the air, or they're my friends after they get on the air, or they don't stay on the program. It's pretty much that's the way it is. Of all the people that I have on, I have a special place in my heart for Warren, mostly because he's taught me a lot about.
Are you crying?
No, I'm just. I think that. When he just, you just pegged this with me, actually, Warren, when you said, why don't you tell what you just were reading, because this is what sort of got my mind going in the direction it's going, what research just proves about people and their pets versus people and their people. That's a great story, actually.
Yeah, it was a recent study that claims that pet owners get the same surge of emotions when looking at their pets as mothers do when they look at their infants.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people may disagree with that, but I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this for a lot of years, Doug, and people that really love their pets consider them family members and look at them no differently than any other family member.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you look at the pictures, I don't know if you went to my Facebook page. Ken, did you post? You did post the picture of me with Meredith and Charlotte on Christmas morning, I think, didn't you?
No, you didn't send that to me.
Oh, yeah, but Warren, I would never put my kids to sleep for having bad hips.
No.
Which is what I did to my dog.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the humane thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I'd have mine fixed. Actually, Charlotte has a little trouble with her hips.
But it's against the law, Rich. But think about this. If there was someone that you loved so much, that was in so much pain, and was going to be in so much pain, and there was nothing you can do, what about euthanasia for people? Would it be something that should be considered?
Yep. Absolutely.
Sure. But, I mean, the gap in between what we can and cannot fix for people versus animals is very wide.
Hey, not anymore.
It's getting better. It's getting
not
better.
Not anymore. Not much.
When I went and spent $6,000 to get my dog's elbow fixed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There you go. You just answered your own question.
Right next door in this clinic only does, like, high-end medical stuff.
Yeah.
There was an oncology unit there.
Yeah, there is. There's cancer units for dogs and dogs.
There's a group of vets. One of my closest friends is the head of an organization that does nothing but oncology for pets. And you know, quite honestly, the diversity in the veterinary industry, oncologists, neurologists, allergists, dermatologists, really makes a difference.
Yeah, I knew I was in trouble when I walked into this place and they put you in this private room.
Right.
There you go. This oriental
it's VCA,
rug,
veterinary.
What's it called?
Veterinary.
Centers of America.
Yeah, and this fine art on the wall and everything like that. And I'm looking I'm like, this place is really cool.
Yeah, right.
And then
you get
going,
the bill.
Well, wait a minute.
Get the bill. I spent, when Charlotte had her accident this past spring, it was about the same amount to bring her back around.
You know, it's interesting, Doug, that you brought that up, because I talked about this last week on my show, and in fact, I have it posted on my website as well. There's a lot of people out there, especially seniors, that love their pets as much as you or I do, but perhaps don't have the financial ability to pay those prices.
Yeah.
But there are places that will help. There are organizations that will help people that are lower income, subsidize them in terms of taking care of their pets.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what? Am I trying to negotiate that $6,000 for my dog's elbow? They didn't come down a nickel. Go ahead.
Do you have that posted, Warren, at petshow.com?
At thepetshow.com, yeah. There's actually, under Pet Scoop, there's a whole list of organizations all around the country that will help people that might be in financial situations that can help out their pets.
A story at dougsteffen.com about a man who recovered after his dog accidentally shot him. This fellow, the sheriff investigated the story of Richard Phipps, hospitalized after his dog stepped on a loaded rifle in the bed of his pickup truck and accidentally fired it.
Yeah, I'm confused with the word accidentally. We don't know that.
The rifle safety was out. Well, this just goes, you know, there's a two-year-old, the news today about a two-year-old that shot its mother in a store because the safety was off the gun and the kid reached into a pocket. Well, it's the same kind of stuff. There's more ways to get hurt. And the dog obviously has nothing. I mean, the dog's in the bed of the truck and the gun's in the bed of the truck. And he steps on the gun and the rifle goes off and goes through the cab and shoots the owner of the dog and the owner of the truck.
Well, here's my first problem. Why is the dog in the bed of the truck? That's my first problem.
Well, with a loaded gun.
With a loaded gun aimed at you. That ought to tell you something right off the bat.
They're on the way to rob a bank.
Oh, my God. These people, where do they come from?
Although, I just saw a great story out of Brazil about a homeless man that was being taken away in an ambulance, and the dog chased the ambulance for miles. Finally, the ambulance driver stopped, let the dog in, and the dog stayed with the man at the
house. I heard that. Yeah, that's a wonderful story. So there are more of those stories than not. New Year's resolution, be better and kinder to your pet. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.